Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Good morning. Nice to hear from you.
Good morning. Well, I'm here most of the time. I'm quiet. I just don't say much.
No, I know that. I get a report afterwards that tells me that.
Okay.
Shabbat Shalom. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's wait another minute, and then we'll start.
Okay. Judy.
Shabbat Shalom. Good morning.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Good morning.
Good morning.
We will begin with the L'shem Yehud.
Gabriella.
Good morning, Gabriella.
Good morning.
We're beginning with a L'shem Yehud. The handout can be found on the unique astrological times link, and that is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to the section titled Anit Dibur, the Fast of Words. Within that section, there is a Psalms landing page, and there are two of those due to the size limitations. So this is part two, because we will be discussing Tehillim or Psalm 83 today. When you open up the Psalms landing page, part two, please scroll down to Tehillim 83. And within that section, there are two links. One opens up the Mechon Mamre website, and you'll need to scroll down to Psalm 83. The other link opens up Rabbi Sutton's translation of the Psalms. It's a PDF file, and that also you will need to scroll down to Psalm 83 when it opens up. We will begin with the Psalms landing page. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asot Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenei Hu. Tehillim 83. This is a prayer regarding the wars against Israel in the days of Jehoshaphat, when the nations plotted against Israel. The above kavanah is a traditional kavanah to use when saying this psalm. The first word is Mizmor Le'Asaph, and I refer to you to the introduction of the Yearning for Redemption PDF file. When starting at page six, you get some very strong and useful information about the meanings of these first words in the Psalms. There are 19 verses in Psalm 83. The number 19 relates to the number of years in the Hebrew calendar cycle. 19 is the gematria of the name Chava, which is usually translated as the mother of life. Also, the number 19 is the number of Sephirot in a soul. 10 from the female and 9 from the male. This is because the female is his 10th Sephirah, the missing Malchut. If you have any questions about this discussion, please ask them when you wish. The last two links as part of the section of Psalm 83, we will begin with the PDF file, Yearning for Redemption. Shir Mizmor Le'asaf. Shir Mizmor, a song, a cutting psalm, by Yaxiel of the family of Asaph. And we have a footnote, 107. According to Malbim, who is a commentator on the psalm and on many things, this psalm is based on 2 Chronicles, chapter 2, verse 20. The armies of Moab and Ammon came against King Jehoshaphat of Yehuda, who immediately called the entire nation together to cry out to Hashem for miraculous assistance. At one point, a spirit of prophecy came into Yaxiel, one of the descendants of Asaph. He said, "Listen, all, Yehuda and the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, and King Jehoshaphat. Thus says Hashem to you, do not be afraid or dismayed in the face of this great multitude. The battle is not yours, but Hashem's. It is not for you to fight this battle. Just take up your positions, stand still, and you will see Hashem's salvation for you. O Yehuda and Yerushalayim." The account continues and describes how Hashem confounded Israel's enemies until they completely destroyed one another. Here as well, the psalmist recounts the inimitable propensity of the nations of the world to get together, despite their hatred of one another, in order to fight against and destroy Israel. He asks that Hashem protect us against their plots and their conspiracies, and destroy them so that all mankind will finally recognize and submit to his absolute sovereignty. If we return to the first verse with that understanding of this translation, which you'll find quite different from the Machon Mamre translation, we will see that momentarily. I just want to make one comment, and I'll preface it, and I will end the comment that this is my opinion. We have a modern state of Israel, and our culture, our society, for the last 72 years has said that the modern state of Israel is the nation of Israel. But the Torah faithful, whatever that means, many observant Jews have felt that the modern state is not Israel, not completely Israel. And this idea that's being expressed in this note by Rabbi Sutton and the comment by Malbim is that we always, even in this generation where there is a modern state of Israel, we need Hashem's assistance to help us determine what is Israel, who is Israel, which of our friends are Israel. Because the modern state, the government, may not be Israel. It may be the Arab Rav, which is not Israel. It may be in so connected to physicality that they lose sight of what is the spiritual path. Let's transfer to the Nechon Mamre and see what the translation is on these simple three words. And yet they're not so simple. The literal translation, a song, a psalm of Asaph. Verse 2. Elohim al dami lach al techerash we al tishkot el. Elohim, keep not thou silence, hold not thy peace, and be not still. El. I don't know if you've ever noticed the difference or the connection between the name of Elohim and the name El. One way of understanding the differences or the similarities is obviously the first two letters are the same. But then how would you translate He Yud Mem? It gets translated as the sea. And so what is really being expressed here? In the name of Elohim, it's the name El plus the concept of the sea. Now, the sea has many connotations, especially from the Zohar. Anything having to do with water or the sea is Torah. El is the name of Hashem in the level of Hakma. The sea is an addition. The sea is a Torah is being added to wisdom. Can that be that the sea is an addition to wisdom? Or is it the inner level of wisdom? But in essence, Elohim is the name of God dealing with judgment, with Givurah, but also with Malchut. And Malchut is looking for wisdom to be added to it. The difference between El and Elohim is the addition of Torah, which is the addition of wisdom. But wisdom has both loving kindness, chesed, and judgment. Understanding this distinction is helpful in understanding much of our lives today. Returning to Rabbi Sutton's PDF, the English translation, Elohim, O God of justice, do not be silent. El, O God of love, do not continue to hold your peace. Do not remain still. There are nine words in this verse. We have to question, does that mean yesod or does that mean hakma? Does it mean wisdom or does it mean creativity? Twenty-seven letters tells us that it is the 27 letters is all of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, but especially it includes the final letter forms, which is an indication that it's going to be a connection to the time of Mashiach. Now you have to answer the question, are the nine words because of the 27 letters, is that connected to Hakma, to wisdom, or is that connected to Yesod, the channel of goodness into the physical world? Verse 4. Olam ha-ya-arimu. Sod v'yitya atzu al tzipunecha. They plot secretly against your people and conspire against the hidden treasures of your Torah. Let's look at the Mahon Mamre translation. They hold crafty converse against thy people and take counsel against thy treasured ones. That's a pretty significant difference in the translation. Seven words indicating a unity of Zerantin and Malchut. Letters is a connection to the name El. And as we were just taught, El is related to loving kindness. When I had said it was a connection to Hakma, one of the attributes of wisdom is loving kindness. Verse 5. Amru lichu benachidem migoy willo yizaker shem Yisrael. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. BDS translation. They say to each other, come, let us cut off from being a nation, so that the miraculous providence that accompanies the name Israel shall be remembered no more. There is a hint in this translation and in this verse to the source of anti-Semitism. What is that hint? What is the source of anti-Semitism? Hatred for no reason. Simnat Hinam. But that really explains that the cause of anti-Semitism is the Jewish nation, the children of Israel, not doing their work. And when they're not doing their work, the other nations feel a lack. And their anger towards the children of Israel rises up. But then what do the children of Israel say? God, save us. Bring us a miracle. But what miracle have you merited? Unless you do teshuvah, or hatred for no reason. Verse 6. Ki noatu lev yachdav alecha berit yikroto. Yikroto. For they convene together with a unanimous heart. The only time they overcome their hatred of each other is when they make a covenant against you. The Mechon Mamre translation for verse 6. For they have consulted together with one consent. Against thee do they make a covenant. So one has to really ask, who is the thee in this translation? In both translations, they're the same, similar at least. The other nations make a covenant against God, or do they make a covenant against the children of Israel? And the real answer to this question is they are one and the same. Because on earth, the children of Israel have been given the task to prepare the world, the physical world, for Hashem. And so the other nations, by destroying Israel, destroy the preparation that Hashem requires to come to the physical world and complete his authority over man and over the earth and over Malchut. Verse 8. Gevalei Amon. Va'amalek peleshet im yoshvei tzor. Gebal and Amon and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre. Rabbi Ashlak, Rabbi Sutton's translation, verse 7. This includes the tent dwellers of Edom and Ishmael, Moab and Hagrim. I'm sorry, I was on verse 8. Gaval, Ammon, and Amalek, Philistim, together with the inhabitants of Tzor. Verse 9. Gamasur Milwa Imam Hayu Zero Alivne Lot Selah. Remember the word Selah is a pause to contemplate what has been said. Even Ashur has joined the others. They lent a hand and gladly supported the children of Lot, which are Moab and Ammon, Selah. If you take a look at verse 7 and 8 and 9, count the nations. Edom is one, Ishmael is two, Moab is three, Agrim is four, Gaval is five, six is Ammon, seven is Amalek, eight is the Philistine, the inhabitants of Zoar is nine, Ashur is ten. Why do you think these 10 nations or these 10 groups are included in this discussion? I have not done the work, but these are the 10 nations that it's appropriate to delve into their traits, because the name of the nation is giving you the various traits of the nation. I'm still on the PDF file for verse 10. Aselachem kemidyan kesisra kiyavin pechnachal kishon. Oh, do to them as you did to Midian in the valley of Moreh. Do to them as you did to Sisra and Yavin in the valley of Kishon. The translation of the Machon Mamre: do thou unto them as unto Midian, as to Sisera, as to Yabin, and the brook at the brook Kishon. Seven words indicating the unity of Zeruntin and Malchut. Thirty-one letters connecting to the name of God El, to loving kindness. The 11th verse. Nishmadu be'en dor ha'yudomen la'adama. Who were destroyed at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. The translation from the PDF: Sisra and Yavin were destroyed at Endor. They became dung for the soil. Six words representing Zeruntin. Twenty-three letters, which connects to the Aleph Bet after the Mashiach, when he will reveal that 23rd letter. Verse 12. Shitemo nedivemo kiorev lezikizev ukzeva uksamuna kol nesikemo. Make or destroy them and their nobles like Orev and Zev, and like Zevach and Zalmunna, all the princes of Midian. The Mechon Mamre translation: make their nobles like Orev and Zev, and like Zevach and Zalmunna, all their princes. There are eight words which connects to the world that is coming, Olam Haba, to the Bina. There are 42 letters, which represents the 42-letter name of God, Yahweh Bekoah. The creation of the Olam Haba is another way of understanding these connections. 13th verse. Asher Amru Nirsha Lanu Et Eot Elohim. He said, let us take to ourselves in possession the habitations of Elohim. In the PDF translation, they had said, let us inherit the pleasant habitations of Elohim for ourselves. I think this is quite a different translation. Seven words indicating the unity of Zerantin and Malchut. Six letters connecting to Hashem and unifying Elohim with Hashem. Verse 14. Elohe shitemo k'ka galgal k'kash lifnei ruah. O Elohim, make them as chaff, as stubble before the wind. Achon Mamre translation. Elohim, make them like the whirling dust, as stubble before the wind. There are six words indicating a connection to Zerantin without Malchut. There are 24 letters indicating the unity of day and night, 12 hours of each. I find this very significant in that it has left off the mem of Elohim. The Torah does that in many places, but it does so in this particular case to make this 24 letters and not 25. To indicate that destruction is not a completion. In order to build, one must first destroy. But destruction is only part of the process. And that's what we learn from this verse and from these numbers. Verse 15. As the fire that burns the forest, and as the flame that sets the mountains ablaze. Rabbi Sutton's translation, pursue them as a fire spreads throughout a forest. And as a flame that sets the mountains ablaze. There are six words And there are 24 letters. Again, a similar aspect of Zerunpin without its connection to Malkut, showing it is as incomplete, and the 12 hours of day and the 12 hours of night. Verse 16. Kain tir defem besarecha usufadcha tevahalem. Pursue them with your hurricane wind and terrify them with your desert whirlwind. The Machon Mamre, so pursue them with thy tempest and affright them with thy storm. There are five words. And 24 letters. The five connects to the five worlds, the 24, day and night. Verse 17.
Male penehem kalom. We vakshu shimcha Hashem.
Fill their faces with shame that they may seek thy name, Hashem. Six words. Twenty-five letters connects to five times five, connects to a form of completion. Would you be willing or able to answer the question, why did the name change from Elohim to Hashem? The verse is really saying, make them realize that they need to reach out to you, Hashem, and not go after the name Elohim, not look for destruction, but look for loving kindness. Rabbi Sutton's translation of verse 17. Fill their faces with shame when they try to seek the good graces of your name, Hashem. This translation is quite different. Verse 18.
Yevoshu v'yibalu ade ad v'yachru v'yovedu.
Let them be ashamed and dismayed forever. Let them be humiliated and perish. The translation in the Machon Mamre is very similar. There are six words, which connects to Zerunpin, but is not unified with Malchut. 27 letters connects to all of the energy of the vessel. The 22 letters of the alphabet and the 5 final letter forms. By Sutton's translation of verse 18, let them be ashamed and dismayed forever. Let them be humiliated and perish. Verse 19. Uyedu kiyata shimcha Hashem levadecha elyon al kol haaretz. Then they will realize that you alone, Hashem, are the supreme God. Your name reigns, presides over every detail of Earth's existence. The Machon Mamre translation, that they may know that it is you alone whose name is Hashem, the Most High over all the earth. I will now read the Hebrew from in sequence.
Shir mizmor le'asa Elohim al demila al techerash ve'al tishkotel ki hineo becha yechemayun umsanecha nasu rosh alamcha ya'arimu sod vayit ya'atsu al tefunecha amru lechu v'nachidem migoy v'lo yazaker shem Yisrael od ki noatu lev yachdav alecha berit yichrotu achale edom v'yishme'elim Moav v'hagrim Gival v'amon v'amalek Peleshet im yoshvei tzor Gam ashur nilwa imam Hayuziroa livnei lot Ase lachem kemidyan kesisra keyavin v'nachal kishon mishmedu v'ein dor hayudomen le'adama. Shitemo nedivemo kiorev kizev ukzevach uksalmuna kol nesikemo asher amru nir shalanu et neot Elohim Elohe shitemo Kagalgal kekash lifnei ruach ke'eshtivar ya'ar uch lechavat lachet Arim. Kain tir defame besarecha, uvsufatcha kevachalem, malefenehem l'chalom, vivakshu shimcha, Adonai Yohewahe, Adanu yo, Yoahe dawanu heyo. Yevo shuva yibahalu ade ad. Vayachperu vayovedu. Vayedu ki ata shimcha Adonai. Yohewahe adanu yo. Yoahe dawanu heyo. Levadecha elyon al kol haaretz. It's the end of our class. Are there any questions? Our next class will be Motzi Shabbat. It will be a Zohar class. 7 o'clock West Coast time. It will be a Zohar from the Parasha of Bamidbar. Are there any questions?
I don't have a question, but I really enjoyed it. That was awesome.
Well, you're welcome. I do get criticized from time to time of being a little bit too aggressive in my own opinions as to the way I would phrase it. But I appreciate that. You all have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. And be
Shabbat
safe.
Shalom.
Continue to stay healthy. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.